1 week ago tonight, children across the globe were tracking Santa with the help of NORAD, the official online Santa tracker. Tonight, that website is defunct. It's no more. Tonight, all people across the globe will be tracking the arrival of the new year with the help of lighted balls or even lighted mushrooms. And when tomorrow comes, those items will be put away. They are needed no more. But for us, as Christians, as we come into this new year, we continue our celebration of Christmas. And we are reminded of the need we have for Christmas, and more specifically, for a mother. Which is why it's so fitting that on this eighth day of Christmas, as we begin this new year, we highlight the motherhood of Mary, Mother of God, and our mother too. Can we even imagine a Christmas creche without Mary? Can we imagine a moment in our life without her motherly presence? My friends, we celebrate the solemnity of Mary's motherhood because she is the mother of God. She's the mother of God because she's the mother of Jesus, and Jesus is God. And you and I, as Christians, as baptized members into his body, we can claim her as our mother too. Because in the moments right before he died, he gave Mary to us. And he gave us to Mary. And as we begin this new year, we're going to have need of her affection, of her friendship, of her nurturing and nourishing, of her care and support, just as much as baby Jesus still has need of that in these Christmas days. I close with a few quotes from Bishop Fulton Sheehan. As a mother knows the needs better than the babe, so the Blessed Mother understands our cries and worries and knows them better than we know ourselves. If you have never done before, pray to Mary. Do so now. If Christ himself willed to be physically formed in her for 9 months and then to be spiritually formed by her for 30 years, it is to her that we must go to learn how to have Christ formed in us. Only she who raised Christ can raise a Christian. My friends, tonight, as all of these trackers come down, let us be sure to be lifted up as we usher in a new year, and to be lifted up by the one who lifted him most perfectly. Mary, we need that lifting. She wants so much to assist us in that lifting. And with her, Jesus will be lifted up.